Lunch with Pippa Hudson
on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
Now, there are two strings to our travel and tourism conversation today. First, we want to look at a proposal to massage our school holiday calendar to try and extend the benefits of peak tourism season to our beleaguered tourism industry. And then we're going to check in with one of the city's first major tourist events and events for locals, which is proceeding with plans for an actual in-person event to happen later this year. And that is the Sanlam Cape Town Marathon. More on that at about 10 to 2. First, though, to the school holiday issue. You know, when I think back to my school days in the 80s and 90s, it was absolutely common practice that the coastal schools had quite substantially different terms and holiday dates from the inland provinces. Even once the Joburg schools started moving away from what used to be three terms onto a four-term calendar, there was still quite substantial staggering of the different calendars. And it was something I never really thought to question much until I found myself on the receiving end of the consequence. I moved provinces halfway through my standard 6 year and went straight out of term one in Port Elizabeth, straight into term two in Johannesburg with no holiday at all in between because of the different calendars. Look, any semblance of normality in term planning went out the window with COVID-19 closures. But the proposal is now on the table to shift us back to that old system of having quite substantially different term times again for the so-called coastal cluster and the inland cluster. And in case there's any doubt, when we speak of the coastal cluster, we mean the Eastern Cape, the Western Cape, the Northern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal. And then the inland cluster includes the Free State, Gauteng, Limpopo, Mpumalanga and the Northwest. And the idea behind the staggered calendar is to try and boost our tourism industry by simply extending the length of the peak holiday season, giving everybody more opportunities to tap into more of the domestic tourism market. Is it going to work? What might be the positives or any potential pitfalls of such a system? To reflect on those questions, I'm delighted to welcome somebody who is a highly esteemed tourism industry leader, Sabina Learman. You may recall her from her time as the Chief Operations Officer at the Zeitz Mocha Museum, or even further back from her time as MD of our Cableway. These days, she runs her own tourism-focused consultancy called Curiositas, and she's speaking to us today as Executive Director of the African Association of Visitor Experiences and Attractions. Sabina, it's lovely to chat to you again after a very long time. Welcome back to the show.
Fantastic. Yes, it's great to be back on your show. It has been a very long time.
I wasn't even aware that this proposal had been put on the table until about a week ago, Sabina. Is it a direct response to the ravages of lockdown on the tourism sector, or was it actually something that was being talked about before the pandemic?
Well, Avia was talking about it before the pandemic because up until 2016, inland and coastal school holidays were still staggered, and it very quietly slipped away. And I became aware of it when I was still with the Cableway and I was planning for season the year ahead, when I suddenly noticed, looking at that, you know, that flipped SA tourism calendar that many of us have got on our desk.
Yes.
and that always used to give you the school holidays for the next year. And it was only then I noticed that they were now all in line. And I straight away called a whole lot of authorities and said, what happened? And, you know, why weren't we made aware of this? And do you understand the implications for business? So Avia has actually been campaigning to stagger those school holidays again. And every year that the Department of Basic Education releases the school holiday dates and calls for comments and input, we comment every single year as to the benefits of staggering school holidays.
Mm-hmm. Sabina, let's talk about what those benefits are. I mean, as I said at the start, it's about extending peak season, that if you have an extra week on either end, you take what could have been a 4 or 5 week holiday period and turn it into potentially a 6 or 7 week period. And that's 6 or 7 weeks for our accommodation to be full, for our tourist attractions like the Cableway to have full cable cars going up. Do you want to elaborate a little bit more? What is so beneficial to the industry?
Yes, so it has a number of benefits. So for the industry itself, you're right, it extends peak period till about 6 weeks, and those from 4 weeks to 6 weeks. And those extra 2 weeks are the equivalent of another month. And the reason I say that is during your peak period, you're actually full. You're at full capacity, unlike June or even the Easter school holidays. So every 1 day that you extend is worth 2 days. So those two weeks are the equivalent of 4 weeks. You're effectively giving businesses a 13th month. So So when we talk about how do we support the tourism industry, how do we spread seasonality, how do we do geographical spread, and we have endless conferences about it, this is the simplest low-hanging fruit that existed until 2016 for us to use. It really does an enormous benefit to the industry. The second thing is that it also creates a greater spread for domestic tourists to engage with all their favorite sites. We all know what it's like trying to get a Sandcox campsite booking, and you've got to be there before the doors open a year before to, you know, everybody wants the same sites, whether it's domestic airlines, whether it's car hire, whether it's just your favorite beach that is full for 4 weeks and now might be spread out a bit. So it has enormous benefits for the user as well. A, they've got a greater period where they can try and fit in their school holidays and go to their favorite sites. Hopefully, it also means that some of the prices might come down a little, although I fear everybody's going to have to try and maximize the return in the next few years ahead. Thirdly, everybody leaving and driving on interprovincial roads at the same time has an enormous impact on the safety of our roads. You know, I mean, you just halve the cars and you don't have to do, I don't have to say more. You're clearly a safer space to be. And finally, we're just releasing a report next week for Avia in which we show that almost a third of jobs, seasonal jobs, are created during the peak season. So if you can extend that peak season by 2 weeks, those seasonal jobs are now 6-week jobs instead of 4-week jobs. So, you know, there really are enormous benefits all around. I mean, we've always stated, of course, there's no ways that we want the school calendar year, the school days, to be cut down. Clearly, those days are very important. We just want them to be staggered. And I do believe that with COVID and shifting days around, perhaps Department of Basic Education realized these things can be done.
Sabina, let's play devil's advocate here and ask about potential pitfalls. The only one that I can immediately think of is that for the family that's got two cousins at a Cape Town school and two cousins at a Joburg school, it becomes a little bit more difficult to try and coordinate your holidays together, but only a little bit more difficult because there will still be some overlap at the end of the year. Anything else that you've heard mooted as a reason not to do it?
Yeah, so you're right. It becomes a little bit more difficult, but there are, I think it's about 3 weeks where there's an overlap, and it of course includes the Christmas and New Year period.
Yeah.
When we asked for comments on our comments, in other words, explain to us, because I said the same thing to the Department of Education, I said, is there something I'm missing here? What is the reason? And they actually never gave me a reason. So maybe it's got to do with the matric marking of papers, but again, those papers, those results do come out on different days. And again, maybe it makes it easier for matric markers. You've got a longer period. So I was never given an answer. And then when I looked worldwide, it is best practice around the world. Many, many countries do this. Their provinces are all different. And interestingly enough, as part of the, I don't call it post-COVID recovery, but the post-lockdown recovery worldwide, the UNWTO, United Nations World Tourism Organization, released a document saying, here's a simple solution that many of you can use, and that is to stagger school holidays.
Okay, so it's actually been put out at the highest level like that as a potential solution, as you say, to the lockdown impact. Taking it forward, Sabina, obviously you as an organization and others with a vested interest here are in regular contact and making submissions and proposals to the authorities who have to make the decision. Has anybody done any sort of market research polling the potential customers about how they feel?
No, we haven't yet. That's a good point. But the comments are open to the public, whether it's businesses or private individuals, and they're available on the department. The place to comment is on the Department of Basic Education. So I would encourage people to have their say, both tourism businesses, because of course it's in our vested interest, and others. And I would be very interested to hear from anybody who gives me a reason why this is not a good idea, because I've yet to hear one. That doesn't mean there isn't one. I haven't heard it, including from the Department of Basic Education.
Sabina Lehrman, thank you so much for spelling it out for us. And let's see if we get any of that feedback after that interview. Sabina speaking to us as director of the African Association of Visitor Experiences and Attractions. She's somebody who has a huge and impressive track record in tourism in this country, including her time leading the Zaitz Moka Museum and the Table Mountain Aerial Cableway Company, to name but two of the items on a very, very illustrious CV. So really somebody who speaks with thorough knowledge of the tourism tourism perspective on this. I'd like to know your perspective. Do you think it's a good idea? Would you welcome a move to move back towards staggered school holidays? Or can you think of a reason why it wouldn't be such a good idea?